Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Mem Hey 45. Shalosh Haratzos. We're in Perek Shalosh Haratzos, the sixth Perek of Shviyas. Yesterday we had the whole list of borders, because it's important to know what the borders are regarding Kedushas Haaretz, Kitcha L'Rishona, Kitcha Shnia, as we discussed, and different cities came up in our discussion, and we are actually on the top of Mem Hey Amud Aleph. We just spoke about the Ashkelon might be have a different halachas depending on which area of halacha we're talking about. We spoke about in terms of Tumas Ha'amim, in terms of Ptur Maisris. So that was the last discussion that we had, that there might be a chilik between the two. If you're talking within the world of Drabanans, then you always have ability to be mechalik, as we'll see today, regarding another city as well. So the Gemara on top, on the top of Mem Hayam and Aleph, on the first line, Amasai. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Ashkelon here. See, we're talking about, that was one of the cities. Remember we said, we learned from Pinchas ben Yair, who said we used to go down to the marketplaces of Ashkelon and get the wheat and come back and just go to the mikveh that day, so there's no Tumas Ha'amim there. Because remember, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim was Nigzar, right? On the, right, Chutz La'aretz, on the Daraisa level, doesn't have Tumah. I go outside, there's Tumah. It's not listed in the first Mish, Perek, and Kalim. All the Avos HaTumas are not listed there. But it's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because Chazal said that the Umos HaOlam were not as careful in terms of where they bury. So therefore, the whole Eretz Ha'amim has the status of Safik Tamemes. But if that's true, then the Rapidachas Banyar would have to wait a week before he would be Matar himself. So because they didn't wait a week, it must be they weren't worried about Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. They were just worried about liquids that might have been Tami that came out of a Obi Kochavim, which has the status of a Zav. That's what we discussed yesterday. But there would still be a Ptur from Isris. There'd be a Ptur from Isris, because you see he wasn't Mafresh before he ate. Okay, continuing. Amasai, says the Gemara now. Now we get into another topic relating to Tumah. Amasai Tmeya Mishum. We're going to switch the Girsa to the Graz Girsa and the Rav Chaim Gadevsky. Mishum Mador Ha'akum, or Mador Hagoyim. In Echutz Laretz, we know there is Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, as we just explained. But even in Eretz Yisrael, what if there are places where idolaters live? So places where idolaters live in Eretz Yisrael, we were also Gozer Tumah, because they, sometimes if somebody, a woman would have a miscarriage, they wouldn't take the miscarriage out and bury it in the cemetery, but they would bury it to wherever they are. So there was another Gzeirah of Medure Akum. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He quotes from the Mishnah in Ahalos, in the 18th Perek, Midoros Ha'akum Shebe Eretz Yisrael, places where idolaters live in the land of Israel, Mitamin Ba'oel Kemes, are also Mitami Ba'ohel, Mishum Shaha'akum Kovrim Niflehem Bibateyem. Because they were just like, remember, their floors were made out of dirt. So instead of just going out somewhere, they would just dig a hole and bury the nafels. Bury the nafels. Aval b'chutzlaretz, you don't need that gzeira, because the whole land has a Safi Tumas mace. So the gzeira of Midor Ha'akum, Midor from where they live, Dira, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutzlaretz, shekfar gazru Tumah, klal Eretz Ha'amim, lo gazru b'yichala Midorei Akum. So the Gemara now asks, when did this Tumah of Midar Ha'akum, when did that apply to Ashkelon? Because after all, Ashkelon was originally thought to be part of Chutz La'aretz, and then we said, the Pinchas Banyar went down, and we said, oh, no, it's not, he wasn't Tameh, so they said, okay, we're going to treat Ashkelon like Eretz Yisrael. So now there's the Tumah of Midar Ha'akum in Ashkelon. Right, we thought it was Chutz La'aretz, and therefore maybe it was the whole city had Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But now we're going to switch to the Mador. So when did that Tumah start? Why? There's another detail. Let's continue reading from Chaim Kanievsky. V'Ashkelon Nami Mishasha Tiaru of Asuok Eretz Yisrael. From the moment that they made Ashkelon like Eretz Yisrael, like we just read in the Brisa, after Pinchas Ben Yar, they had a meeting. Right, Nimnu. They had a meeting. Nimnu. They counted and they had a vote. And they said, Nimnu alavir Ashkelon v'tiaru. They said, Ashkelon is tahar. They came out with a hachraza. So now they have to have the Tumah Midor Ha'akim in Ashkelon. For the idolaters that live in Ashkelon, because now if it's in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, let's continue reading. Vasuk Eretz Yisrael, hu shechazru v'gazru etzla Tumah l'Midor Ha'akim. So now the question is, Midor Ha'akim only applies if an Akim has lived there for 40 days. Because before 40 days, we know that's the Yetziras HaVlad, right? We had that earlier in the Yerushalmi, one of the Makaras for that, and there's a line, I think, in Maseches Yevamos, that the status of a baby, the minimum status of a baby is 40 days after fertilization. So if an idolater didn't live there for 40 days, then even if something happened, there's no status of a Vlad. There's no issue of Tumah. So they only go to the 40, in the Medoras HaAkum after 40 days. The question is, what's the halacha by Ashkelon? Ashkelon, you thought was Chutz Laaretz, and now we made it into Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to start Tumas Medar HaAkum. When does the 40-day count start? Does it start from the day that they said, now it's like Eretz Yisrael? Okay, now we have to see an Akum living there for 40 days. But Akum has been living there for 5 years. Right? But it was included in the different Tumah of Tumas Eretz HaAmim. So when does the 40 days start? That's the question. That's the question that the Gemara asked. Let's just keep reading Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a minute. Ella Mishader Mishadar Boha Akum Mem Yom Kidei Yetziras HaVlad. Once an Akum lives there for 40 days, the Ika Lamechesh Shema Kavar Sham Nefel. Right, 40 days. Again, 40 days is the day of Yetziras HaVlad. We're Mechalal Shabbos even before 40 days. Most of the time, women don't know they're pregnant before 40 days. They think because they haven't missed a period yet. But the Ramban says, I think, in Taras HaAdam Beferish. I think the Rush quotes this, that we're Mechal Shabbos. Even though it's not a Vlad yet, the baby's not a Vlad yet, there's no status of anything. It's not even a Mixas Nefesh. Right? The big discussion of the status of a fetus as compared to a live person, and the halacha that the only time that we would ever abort is where the mother's life is in danger, and what the svar for that is, what's the status, but once the baby starts coming out, all the different, but either way, even if the baby is not a nefesh, for sure, before 40 days, we're Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because the Ramban says that we are machmir for two reasons for Chilul Shabbos, to save a life on Shabbos. The Gemara in Yuma has 4 or 5 different sources, but the poskim quote at least 2 of them, Lamaisa. One of them is V'chai Bahem V'lo Sheyamas Bahem, or V'chai Bahem even on Shabbos, but number 2, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Osarbe. B'mechala one Shabbos in order to be Meshomer, many other Shabbosos. So that does not require a nefesh. V'chai Bahem, even though the baby's not alive yet before 40 days, but Chalel Shabbos Achas, that svara applies. And therefore, we would keep him Chal Shabbos Achas, the Shibar Shabbos Harbe, in the case where even if it's before 40 days. But we're Machra like the other day too. What if I know, Rachmana Litzlan, I'm a Navi, and I know that even if I Machal Shabbos for this person, they're only going to live 5 days. They're going to die on Thursday. They're not going to make it till the next Shabbos. So you don't have the Svara of Chal Shabbos Achas, the Shibar Shabbos Harbe. You don't have that, but you do have the Svara of Chai Bohem. So we're machmer regarding both svaras, both ways, and there are other nafkaminas also, but that is just in terms of 40 days. So 40 days determines the status of a nefesh, at least a little bit, a mixas, a little bit. But even before 40 would be Mechal Shabbos. So now continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, explaining the question of the Gemara. So v'shema achanami, yamtin mem yom ketir tira saflad, misha shagazru lam tumah. Maybe we should wait 40 days from the moment that we started considering this Ashkelon. Again, does that have to be today's Ashkelon? Eretz Yisrael. Demasha darbo ha'akam kodem lakach, what the idolater lived in Ashkelon beforehand, lo kachashiv. Maybe that's not included in the count. To or lo hayalem tumah, because this tumah of Madar HaAkum didn't apply yet. So maybe the clock has to start. So that's the question that was asked in the Gemara. So now back to the Gemara. Ema sahi tuma mishum Madar HaAkum. When is that? So Amar of Simon, Misha Tisha Gzeira Abram Yom. That's it, 40 days. 40 days from the moment of the Gzeira. Amar of Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says, what do you mean? Velo bitos anu machzikim. Wasn't when Chazal said that, oh, Ashkelon, we heard from Reb Pinchas ben Yair, we're going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. Was that a new status? Isn't that just being Megala what it always was? We're not saying something new, we're just announcing that we've made a mistake up until now. We've considered it a Chutz La'aretz, and now it's in Eretz Yisrael. So lo b'to'as on machzikim, it's the whole mistake, so therefore it should be l'mafreya. It should be retroactively, now we say that this has always been Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Gzeira Madar HaAkum should have always been in place here. And therefore, and that's where, again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Shari Biruru, they clarified, Shemei Olam Hayadina Ke'eret Yisrael. It's always been that. Umishasha Tiaru of Ehemidu Adavar Rowin Kilu Me Olam Hayalam Tuma. So we it should be right away. So therefore, Elamiyadi Tumeya, again, Mishum Mador Ha'akums. That is the, that is what we're saying, we're just, it's a Gilui. It's a Gilui. It's not a new din, it's a Gilui of what always, what always was. And it should go to Mafreya then, because we're just being Megala, what was. Good. Stop there for, you know what, let's just continue first. Amar Abimana, Lo Kain, Amar Abiyakov, Bar Acha, B'Shem Reb Zeira. But didn't we say the following? So now we're asking another question on what we said. What did we say about Ashkelon? It's considered like Eretz Yisrael regarding Tumas Eretz Amim. But there's a Petur of Maestras. That's what we said. That Chilik. And that's what the yesterday, Shobar of Yossi was very upset about that. But now the Gemara says, what do you even need a exclamation and a declaration about that? Again, Amar Rabbi Mana, Lokein Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Zeira Min Man D'Toni Ganye D'Ashkelon. That whole brisa that we had yesterday, the brisa of Tchumen, which said that the Ganye D'Ashkelon is on the list of the borders. Right, we had that in the middle of the brisa. Hada Amra Ashkelon Kelachutz. So isn't that basically saying, the Bryce is saying that Ashkelon has the status of Chutz outside the borders. So the Bryce already teaches us about the Petur Maestros. So why do they have to announce that? The Bryce says it's Petur Maestros. So they made a Gzera that, okay, there's no Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But what the Bryce already said, these later rabbis have to make such an announcement. So it answers the Gemara, you have other areas that are Mechulik. That have distinctions between them. V'chitzur, what about Tzur? Again, somewhere up north. V'chitzur eino aser leilech l'sham. Isn't Tzur aser to go to for Kohanim to become Tamei? There's Tumas Chutz La'aretz in Tzur, and yet, v'akone sham eino mischayiv. But if you buy produce from there, isn't it chayiv midrabanan in Tumas and Maestras? So you could have chilukim between statuses for tuma and for chumas and maestras, like this tzur place, which is chutz la'aretz for tuma and Eretz Yisrael for chumas and maestras. So delo tispar, so that you wouldn't say the same thing by Ashkelon, meimar of hachakein. So to by Ashkelon, maybe you should have a chiluk, and therefore maybe you should say it's chayiv. Even though the Brisa said that it was Chutz La'aretz at that time. So the Gemara answers, Lefichach, Nimnu Alei Lepotu Ben HaMaestros. That's why they made the announcement. So you don't have any Chilukim, because Tuma and Chumas and Maestros, they don't always all go together. So therefore, Chazal had to make an announcement, what exactly is the situation. Okay, as we've been talking about, the Medar Ha'akum and the Tumas Ha'akum is all based on the possibility of Tumas Meis. Of Tumas Meis. There is a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah Maseches Ahalos. What level of tuma does an akum bring to tuma? We know the Rabbah tells us at the beginning of Tumas Meis, there are three ways that a mace can make you tame. It could make you tame in by touching it, or by carrying it, or by having it ohel. And ohel itself is three ways. Either the person is over the live person is over the mace is over the live person, meaning the person themselves is an ohel in either direction, or they're both under the same ohel, right, under the same roof. Those are the three ways of Tumas Ohel, and Tumas Ohel is one of the three ways that a mace can make somebody tame. So that's the first halacha, first and second halacha in Hilchos Tumas Meis, which is the first halachas. First set of halachas in Sefer Tahara. The Rambam starts off with the most intense Tumah V'Tahara, right? That is Tumas Meis. And after that, as we know, we've spoken about this structure in the past. To get out of Tumas Meis is Paraduma. That's why the second halacha is Paraduma. The Rambam flipped. Does not have the order that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has in Seder Taharas. The Rambam has Kalim all the way at the end. He has Kalim all the way at the beginning. There are different purposes. There are different svaras about how to give an order. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you know, had it his way. Some say he wrote the big ones first. Happens to be in all the Masechtas. All the Siddarim, the largest Masechtas are at the beginning of the Siddarim. Right? And then it goes, generally, it gets smaller. Right? Kalim is 30, and Ahalas is 19, and it goes, and everyone, right? One or two don't work out. Trumas. Trumas is in the middle of Zeram and has a lot of prakim, right, in terms of prakim. But almost all the other ones, Shabbos, Erevin, Psachim, Shkalim, Yuma, most of them work out. But the Rambam has a totally different order. The Rambam has a conceptual order. The Rambam has a lumdis order. And that's why he starts off with Tumas Mace and Paraduma, which go together. Right after that is the other, the Tumas Saras, which is also Metame Ba'ohel. That's also makes it Chamor. And then the Shara Avos HaTumas. Right, that's the first half of Sefer Tara, all the Avos HaTumas. And then the Rambam gets into Tumas Ochlin, which is the other items that become Tame. Then Kalim, non-foods, and then mikvos, right, which is how to get out of it. But the Rambam says, hameis betame b'maga, ube masa, uba ohel, touching and carrying even without touching, uba ohel. Tumas shiva, 7 days. V'tumas maga v'ohel mefurashin batorah. Maga and ohel, the two, first and third, they're explicit. Shenemar, anogib hameis chol nefesh adam, v'tame shivas yamim. Shenemar, kalabala ohel, v'chalasha yava ba'ohel, yitma shivas yamim. So that's Daraisa Beferish, and Tumas Masa, we've spoken about this halacha in the past also, is Mipiyah Shmua, it's learned that from a Kavachomer, it's not really a Kavachomer, it's really a Gili Milsa, that is the Rama Be'etichos Tumas Mace. The question is, that's for a Jew. If a Jew that dies, a Jew is Batame, Bamaga, Bamasa, Uba Ohel. What about in Akum? What about someone who is not Jewish? What level of Tumah do they have? So you might say, a non-Jew has nothing to do with Tumah. Right, he's not in the world of Tumah. Tumah is only a Jew thing, not a non-Jew thing. It's not a question of better, worse, different. Hilchos Tumah Vatara maybe only applies to Jews. So maybe non-Jews aren't Metame. But that's a machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim. Who do we paskin like? Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos in Yevamis on Daf. Here in the discussion here, the Tosfos discusses that Tosfos paskins not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Tosfos says, where are we? Tosfos says that we paskin that a goy is metame. A goy is metame, and that is why a goy is we're machmir for that. According to Tosfos, we don't paskin like where is it? Samach Aleph. Why am I looking at Ayin Aleph? Samach Aleph. There it is. Samach Aleph, right? God, the Gemara says that a goy is excluded according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Adam kiyamis ba'ohel, right? Adam kiyamis ba'ohel, ein ovdei kochavim kriyim Adam. Adam kiyamis ba'ohel, atem kriyim, here it is, atem kriyim Adam, vein ovdei kochavim kriyim Adam. The halachic status in the pasuk of Adam only applies to Jew and not to non-Jew. Tosfos says, Va'omeri, de ein alacha k'Rav Shimon, to Rav Shimon b'Gamliel polagale, looking at a different Mishnah. V'alacha k'moseinu, b'mishnah seinu, v'tzrichim kohanim li'zahir mikibrei ovdei kochavim. Says the Tosfos, that kohanim have to be non-Jewish cemeteries. They're metame, just like Jews, they're metame ba'ohel, it seems. They're metame across the board, that would be an iser. V'ikr taima, v'chulu, and he continues. That is not what many other Rishonim say. Not what many other Rishonim say. The Rambam says a goy is metame bimaga and bimasa. The Rambam in Perak Aleph Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, ve'ein hagoy metame ba'ohel. Well, the previous halacha, echad ameis mi Yisrael omen hagoy metame bimaga bimasa. Even a non-Jewish body is metame by touching and by carrying. Right, the touching, even if you're not in the same ohel, just touching it is unless daraisa pashtus. It's a daraisa. Ve'ein hagoy metame ba'ohel. V'davar zeh kabalahu. What's the source that a goy's been amatay ba'ohel? It's a Kabbalah. Interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote any other makar. It's a Misora. V'hareyu omer b'mlechemes Midyan, kol anogea b'chalol, v'lo hizker sham ohel. But in Mlechemes Midyan, we spoke about non-Jewish corpses, there it talks about kol hanogea b'chalol. It doesn't mention ohel there. V'chein goy einu nasa tamei meis. A goy cannot become tamei meis. If a goy, a live goy, touches a dead body. El a goy shenaga b'meis oneso ohel alav ariyu kamisha lo naga. It's like he didn't touch. V'lobes in laza doma la behema shenaga b'meis ohel v'chulu, and he continues. He doesn't bring the Gemara in Yevamos. Dav samach aleph. But that's the Rambam. So, machlokes, what do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chad chila like Tosfos. L'chadchila, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Avelus, Shinayin Beis, that's where Hilchas Tumas Akum is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kibrei Ovdei Chachavim, Nachon Lizoher. Interesting lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's good. It's good to be careful. Meaning, he knows the Rambam doesn't say you have to. So he said, doesn't want to give, step on the Rambam's toes. but he has Tosfos there too. So sometimes the Shulchan Aruch would say, I'm ignoring Tosfos, I'll just quote the Rambam. But here, the Rambam is Mekel, and Tosfos is Machmir. So the Shulchan Aruch is, covered. For he says, parentheses, Tosfos. And then the Rama adds, Afal Pisha Yesh Makilim, even though there are those that are Mekel, who's in parentheses? Who should be in parentheses here? The Rambam, what he says, Rambam, the Sefer Yerayim. So that's a little trick, right? I mean, it's not a trick, but the Yerayim says Goyim aren't even Matame B'maga. Right? So he puts the parentheses, puts the Rambam and the Yerayim together, even though they're not the same Shita. They both agree that a Goy is not Matame B'ohel. But the Rambam and the Yerayim are worlds apart. But that's what it says here. V'yalva b'shish mekilin, v'nochon lahachmir. The Ramah says, "Nachal lachmer lechadchila." Aval kever shal mumar lavaris gochavim metamik shal Yisrael. A Jewish heretic has the same tumas Yisrael. But that is the Ramah and the Shachir quotes. Mitam dechsev adam kiyamas ba'ovel v'atem kriyim adam vein ovdei chavim kriyim adam. Aval b'maga b'masa yesh omrim dafilu hamekilim osrim. Right, and that is the shita here. There is a in the world of Kohanim going to medical school, it's a famous Dogo Merivava. Right, the Nota Yehuda right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch discusses what about according to the Ravid? There's a Ravid that says that that maybe all Kohanim are Tamei today, and maybe there's no issue of becoming Tamei again. And some say, well, maybe the Ravid only means that if you are actually continuously Tamei that day, so. Based on that, are there any kulas? Says the Dagam Ravava. Uladas Arivid Vichulu, when he quotes the Ravid of Naziris, Teicha Shekfar Tamei Shumeinu Muzer Alatuma. Once you're Tamei, there's no Muzer. Imkin Kohanim Bismanazeh, Ein Nisarim Alatuma. Kohanim today are not Nisar on the Tuma. Viyavta Lokaim Alaka Arivid. And even though we don't pass like the Ravid, by Jewish corpses, we don't pass like the Ravid, Mikol Makom Bemeis Kusi Ika Svek Sveka. Maybe by a non-Jewish corpse, there's a sex vehicle, there's a double doubt, lakula. Why? Shema kaimel and karivid. Maybe we all like the rivid, that a Kohen who became Tamei, there's always for him to become more Tamei. V'yim tefzalama deloka rivid. Even if we don't all like the rivid, mikol makom shema kusi in matami ba'oel. But maybe a Goy is not matami ba'oel. So maybe there's no problem for a Kohen to go into matami all there. V'mishal ha-melech docha sex vehicle in Jumas maga, shebezeh b'shteit stadim, hu neged rabba poskim. Avo putomas oel, efshir desamchina sex vehicle zu. Uvipra, maybe you can rely on that. V'chein nirlani is daiti, says the doga meravava, mishar rotsa l'smoch bazeh l'hakel, ein mochin biyado. We're not mochet. So that is the no de Bihuda. But then, I think it says here also, they quote a story that Chassam Sofer was quotes the story that his Rebbe, or the Rav Nachman Allah, was very upset about this psak. And he went to travel to see the no de Bihuda. And he went to argue with him. And the no de Bihuda agreed and changed his psak. And he said, I take it back. And therefore he says here, two lines later, he says, Achshav nas, he doesn't quote the whole story. He just says, Achshav nasati alibi, shu'ulai lo amra arrived at linyin chiyav malkus. Maybe the rabbi only says, yan chayav malkus, if the Kohen is already tame. Avalinyin isru ulai afilu isru Torah moda. Maybe he is, there is still an isru d'oraisa for a Kohen to become tame, even though he's already tame. I only said there's no chiyav malkus. V'yesh b'shitas halalu kama ikule upshure. There's a lot of confusion in this sugya. V'gam sugios sasriya hadadi. V'yesh bazeh dvar mamukim. Lo yachil magilion. There's not enough paper to write all the problems with this. Lochein hadranabi. I take it back. Milahatir l'kohen l'alech al kibri over the kohavim. I take it back that a Kohen could go over to Mas Oel of non-Jewish corpses. Aval b'kohen arum. Don't talk about other chilukim for kavod abrius. But then he says, that's what he says. I take it back. Look in the Noda Bihuda. Arachayim simulam and hey. But he doesn't quote the story there. But that's what I heard the story as related to this. Rav Nassan Adler helped the Noda Bihuda chozerbo. But that's a huge topic relating to, again, that even the Noda Bihuda, even in his Havamini, never gave the heter for Mago Masa. But Oel is serious, even for non-Jewish corpses. Even non-Jewish corpses, we definitely, Chadchila, try to be Machmir in that regard. Okay. Let us continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Simon Rabbi Avahu, Havi Yasivin, they were sitting. Omar, Haksiba, Yilkot Yehudas, Azov es Gvula. Right, it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim that they conquered Azah and its borders. So how could the Azah be on the list in the Brisa from yesterday that is excluded, right? It's included. It says they were conquered. Leise Azah. It's two different Azahs. It's two different places. Right, we know there's Azah today and there's many different Azahs. So don't say the Azah in the Brisa might not be the Azah referred to in the Pasuk. Same thing as Ashkelon Veskvula, it says if they conquered Ashkelon, so how do we say that Ashkelon is not part of Eretz Yisrael? Lazy Ashkelon, not the same Ashkelon. Mayata, so you're telling me everything in the Brisa, there's two of them? Mayata, Hahe Nachal Mitzrayim, Lazy Nachal Mitzrayim. What, the river of Mitzrayim, which was one of the places mentioned as a border in the Brisa. That's also, there are two Egyptian rivers? You're gonna tell me that? Meaning, so this opinion says, the Gemara says, I don't think so. I think, there's only one border, and therefore, you got to work out exactly why that's in the Brisa, and maybe you'll be arguing that maybe that shouldn't be in the Brisa. It's unclear because the conversation ends. So what exactly is the answer? It's not 100% clear. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi, Ksiv, Vayivrach Yiftach Mipnei Achiv. Remember, Yiftach ran away. The story of Yiftach, the great shofet, and a number of the shoftim were very enigmatic. How do we look at them? Yiftach, and with his daughter at the end of his life, and Shimshon, all of these shoftim were interesting. Yiftach runs away by Yeshev, Be'eretz Tov. He comes to the good land, Be'eretz Tov. Zu Susisa. That's Susisa, really. V'lamanik reshma Tov. Why was it called Tov? Shepatim and Amaisrus. Because he was Patim and Amaisrus, and he could just eat everything he wanted. Right? There's no, the opposite of the story of Rav Rimon, Maisa B'Tapuach. Right, that he wasn't interested after there was no Shechitzus and Maisos. Here it was good because he could eat whatever he wanted, says Rechai Kadievsky, V'ochel ka'avas nafsho. He could eat to his heart's desire. Vein tzarech la'aser. Lachi kari la'tov, shalei kashel be'isur tevel. Ah, a little bit different. Right, it was good because he didn't have to worry about Isuri tevel. But the Pasha sounds like, Tov, that there was no chiv of Maisris. If you look in the Har Tzvi, first the Mashbiach, the number one of the Achronim. The Mashbiach says, it's Tov? Just look at the continuation of the Pasuk first. If you see the continuation of the Pasuk, it says, Yiftach ran to Eretz Tov, by Yislaktu, and who came with him? Who gathered him? El Yiftach, Anashim Reikim. Empty men. Vayetsu ima amo. So the Mashbiach says, of course, the Anashim Reikim came, because they weren't interested in mitzvahs, right? And that's why it's Eretz Tov. That's why they joined him over there. You have to be worried about any mitzvahs. But says the Hartzi, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, this is what's called Tov. Ratzakadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Lefichach ibra len Torah mitzvahs. How could the Navi call this land Tov because there are no mitzvahs there? It should be Ra. And Moshe Rabbeinu in Maseches Sota, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to do all the mitzvahs. So what's it talking about, Tov? It's a drasha. He says, the Har Tzvi says, if you look throughout Tanakh, especially in the Torah, whenever Eretz is spelled, it's Eretz Tova. Eretz Tova. Eretz Tova. He goes, many psukim. Tova ha'aretz, ma'od ma'od. Anim b'Hashem l'kiyecha mevi'echa l'eretz ha'tova. Risa mes aretz ha'zos. It's always the feminine. In benching. Eretz chemda tova rechava. So the Gemara is bothered by, why does it say tov here, not tova? That's the drasha. Eretz Tov. So that's the drasha. It must be, like Chazal say, sometimes it says the word Nara, spelled with a hey, without a hey. If it doesn't have a hey, it's chaser something. So that's what the Gemara is darshaning. It says Tova without the hey. It says Tov. It must be missing something. It's missing the mitzvahs. Nothing to do with Tov. It's good not to have mitzvahs. No, that's what it means. Ki nimsa b'chisaron goldo shepetur ben amaisris. That's why it's, that's the drasha. And then he quotes from Rav Zerach Epstein, that he was Mosif, that what's the five that's missing? Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni and Ani, Chala and Bikurim. It's the five mitzvahs that are missing, and that's the Har Tzvi. So it's not Tov because it's good to be missing, but it is just missing because of that extra letter. That's the drasha. Vaita. Rabbi Imi says, wait a minute, right? This land, this Susisa, is excluded. Right, is excluded from the Trumas and Maasers. Velo mi baale misin hain. Right, don't they pay taxes? And if they pay taxes, doesn't that make it part of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Savar Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Imi must think, by asking this question, Kamisha Skavshu. He must think that once a land decides to pay taxes, even without being conquered by a Jewish army, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. Elinian Kedusha. Damer Shmuel Bar Nachman, like Shmuel Bar Nachman says, some of you might remember this from Maseches Gittin, Shalosh Parsidigio Shilach Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, actually, Consul Aretz, Yeshua Ben Nun sent three letters, three times. He sent letters to the nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael before they came in. Mishu Rotzel Ipanos Ipana. He was saying, Rabosai, this is God's land. He wants the Jewish people to live there. You can live anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, you gotta be connected to Eretz Yisrael. You have to pay taxes, and you have to keep the Shema Mitzvos Bei Noach, and you have to do all that. But you can live anywhere. This is 0.02% of the whole earth. Live anywhere. This is just God's land, God promised. So, Misha Rosa Lepanos Yipanim, whoever wants to move can move. Lahashlim, whoever wants to make shalom. And the Rasilio says, and to pay taxes to a Jewish government, Yashlim. Lasos Melchama Yase. And Melchama is Melchama. But you see from there, Girgashti Pina, the Girgashi, they moved. Vehem and Lakash Baruch Hu, Hashem paid them back. Valach Lo Lafriki, Hashem gave them Africa. Ad Boi, Lokachti Eschem, Aleretz Karatzachem, I'll give you a land like this land, Zu Afriki. Givonim, Hishlimu, the Givonim, as we know, they tricked the story in Yoshua, maybe we'll talk about that Hashem tomorrow, right? They pretended they were from a far land, but they made a covenant. Vechi Hishlimu, Yoshe Givon, as Yisrael, as the Pasuk says. And Shloshim Vechen Melech, Asum Melcham of Enaflu, and 31 kings said, no, we're going to fight. And they were defeated. But what do you see from here? That if you would pay taxes, that would be fine. You'd be able to stay there and be part of Eretz Yisrael, serve Imi. That's what he felt about this place, Susisia. Okay, one more minute, and then again, we'll talk about the Givon HaMeshem tomorrow. Mibnei Malo Gazer al Osa HaRuach Shebig Gardiku. That's an area of Gror. Why weren't they Gozer there to give it the status of Eretz Yisrael? Or Simon Bar, I'm sorry, give it the status of Tumas. Eretz Ha'amim, right? That why did they say that? It was an area near the Eretz Plishtim. Rav Simon, Mishim Rav Yishua Ben Levi, Mishim Ninva Ra. Nobody lives there. The air is not good. They didn't think they'd have to make Tumas Akum there because you're worried about people being buried there because nobody lives there. It's not a good area. Ad Echon, how far does that area go? Rav Chanan, Mishim Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Anacha Mitzrayim, until the place called Nacha Mitzrayim. V'Harei Aza, Ninva Yafa. But in between those two places there is Aza, which is Yafa. Right, this is, so how can you say that all areas not included? Pishpisha Amar Kumi Rabbi Yossi Sheilas Rabbi Acha Vishara. What does that mean? Two days. One opinion is Pishpisha is the person's name. Pishpisha got up in front of Rabbi Yossi got up in front of Rav Acha and he mastered it. Meaning he says, don't ask any kashas. I know it's a good land, but that's the halacha. Others say Pishpisha is that Lefashpesh is to check it out. He said, check it out, it's not such a good place. Check it out, it's not such a Navi Yafa, and therefore you'll realize that people aren't going to be going there, and that's why he matted it. Today is about what the word Pishpisha here means. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with Givonim. Why the Givonim even had to do the whole trick if Yeshua sent a message that, you know, if you want to make peace, we'll make peace. But we'll have to talk about that, but Hashem, tomorrow.